Hello?
There you are.
Ah, I have a voice today.
Ta-da.
Hi, everybody. Good to see everyone. So, by the way, in case you all haven't noticed, I speak with my hands. So, I will try not to wave them like this, but, you know, one of my instructors at Central Seminary told me to hang on to the side of the pulpit. And do you know what happened? I stuttered. I could not talk. So if I go like this or like this, it's part of my language.
It's okay.
So how many of you have an attitude this morning? Anybody?
Gratitude, yeah.
Yes. I have an attitude too. Today it's a good one. Yesterday, maybe not so much. Attitudes can be good, bad, or in between. But no, most often the ones we hear about are the bad attitudes. I'm sure those of you who have had teenage daughters know all about the attitude. You know the pose that there's one hand on the hip, the head goes like this, the rolling of the eyes, and sometimes you even get whatever. And you might have seen it once or two in your own child or your grandchild or maybe someone else's child when you've been shopping. Or if you have sons, it's a glazing of the eyes when you ask them for what seems like the umpteenth time to pick up their dirty socks and put them in the hamper. Attitudes can be great though. An attitude of cooperation in a church setting goes a very long way, as we well know. Today I'm going to talk about an attitude of gratitude. How many of you have something to be thankful for? I am thankful for this day. According to the concordance in the back of my trusty Bible, gratitude is defined as thankful appreciation. To appreciate is to value or enjoy, to recognize rightfully or gratefully. The book of Thessalonians was written by Paul to instruct and encourage. It's believed to be one of the earliest letters that Paul had written, approximately around 51 AD. I would like to focus on 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. If you'd like to turn to your Bibles or your devices and follow along, that'd be great. Verse 16 says to be joyful always. Joyful is not the same thing as being happy. Joy is a deeper emotion. You can have joy when someone dies, knowing that they will go to heaven. But you may not be especially happy about the event of their death. Verse 17 says, pray continually, not sometimes, not only when you feel like it, or if things are going terribly wrong in your life, but also when life is going smoothly without any hiccups. That's also a great time to pray and say thank you. Talk to the Lord. Tell him what's happening. Tell him how you're feeling. Let him be a part of your day. Invite him in to be with you. Verse 18 goes on to say, give thanks in all circumstances, for it is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now, I don't know about the rest of you, but I could tell you, I sometimes have trouble with this verse. When I'm in pain from my arthritis, and it's particularly terrible, it is real hard for me to give thanks during that time. But what I have realized over a long period of time is that I can give thanks that I am not alone in my pain. Jesus is there with me, just as he's with all of us. As a congregation, there's many times that we've given thanks. When Pastor Harry left, Pastor John came, and we gave thanks that we had an interim pastor. When Pastor John left us, we gave thanks. When Pastor Joy came, and we had a full-time pastor. Speaking of Pastor Joy, I never knew what all she does for us. She does sermons, worship planning, board meetings, local and regional, the big ones, meets with regional pastors, pastoral care, encourages older seminary students, and much more. Pastor Joy, we give thanks for you. We appreciate you. Now, is there anyone else who would like to say a few words to Pastor Joy? Pastor Joy, come on up.
Hello? Yes, anyone?
Okay, so I have developed a friendship with Joy, and I'm really very thankful that I got to come back and be a part of your ministry and a part of who you are. And you've helped me through some of the hardest things in my life. And I had no idea, you know, that you would be as understanding and as loving as you have been. And I just love you so much, and I'm just so thankful for you.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Well, I'm glad I'm here today. I was thinking this morning to just send her a text, because I'm like, oh, it's October month. It's a month to appreciate your pastor. And I would just like to say I appreciate everything. I know I didn't have chance to do, but I see everything that you guys have been doing at Baptist. And I'm so glad that you're part of it, and the way that you've been going out, doing all the extra. It's just amazing. Sometimes I just want to get involved, but I'm so tied up with the children. Yeah. And I can't even be able to do so. But thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Anybody else?
Well, I was part of the search committee that first interviewed Pastor Joy in Austin and issued the call. And so we got to know her a little bit before the rest of you did. And we saw all kinds of qualities in her that would make a great pastor for us. I appreciate your sermons. I appreciate your Bible studies and causing us to stretch our thinking, helping us to ask questions of the passage to really dig into it and apply it to our lives. But I also appreciate that you've gotten us to think about how we can be involved in our community, how we can be involved in reaching out to people in Lincoln that have that need the Lord. And you've really gone the extra mile in being involved with groups here in Lincoln and challenging us to do the same. We just thank the Lord for both of you and all that you've brought to our congregation.
Well, I would like to say thank you for being the strong person that you are, because if you weren't, you would have given in to the decrees of man that women can't be called as pastors. So I do appreciate that strength and boldness in you. And thank you for being such a loving person that you have such a heart for people.
Anybody else?
Thought I talked to here on this thing. I think you're number eight in the pastors that I've had. And it's been a real joy, even if your name is that, to have you. I know when I first heard, oh, we're having a female come? And is this really God's will? But as I checked with various members of the search committee and so on, I realized, yes, God had chosen you to come to us. And I have appreciated how you've been open to all kinds of various other Christian functions around the city. And you've tried to check them out to see how you can get involved or involve us. And it's just great to see how open you are and learning to know new things. Thanks so much for coming.
Well, thank you all so much. This has been such a beautiful blessing. But I would like to thank Austin for being such a wonderful spouse and the best support behind the scenes. And he's always my first go-to idea person. And so often I appreciate his honesty when my ideas aren't the best, but also his support as he has helped encourage me and in the congregation behind the scenes.
Shall we all give Pastor Joy a round of applause?